Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
It is primary election day in Michigan, and this is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Voters are choosing nominees for governor, U.S. Senate, Michigan's first congressional district. In Benzie County, they're deciding on a millage that could determine the future of many county services. In Fife Lake, voters are deciding whether the village should exist at all. There's a lot going on today. Polls are open now until 8 p.m. in Michigan. You can register to vote on Election Day. We have more information on how to exercise your right to vote on our website, iprnews.org. But today we're going to talk to IPR's Austin Rolater, who is watching people do exactly that, exercising their right to vote. He is on the line with us now from a polling place in Antrim County. Austin, where are you?
Hi, Ed. I'm at the Forest Home Township offices. This is just north of Bel Air. And everything seems to be running smoothly. Cars are trickling into the parking lot. Poll workers inside told me they're expecting a big day. Remember, they've been here the last 9 days for early voting, so it's clear they've been spending lots of time together. And voters across Antrim County are deciding on a couple of millage renewals, one for the ambulance authority and another to fund the 911 dispatch. And that's what the voters I talked to were grumbling about. Costs were constantly going up for these things, and so they had a lot to say about that. And, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the national implications for this primary election, but I think a lot of people are still highly tuned into the local issues.
Yeah. So, Austin, we're also going to use this opportunity to talk about some news that touches on the election. There's a petition to recall Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. It was rebuffed once by the Board of State Canvassers because of some language problems. It has now been resubmitted. So let's just recap the timeline here. Antrim County resident Ashley Arita put that first petition in back in June. Again, it was denied because of the language. What can you tell us about the revised petition?
Okay, in the first petition, Arita stated that the reason for recall was because, and I'm going to quote here, the Bureau of Elections suspended Victoria Bishop's access to the qualified voter files. So on its surface, that seems like a totally legitimate reason to mount a recall for a county clerk. But recall petitions have to point to specific actions taken by the official that led to the recall. So when it went in front of the Board of State Canvassers, Bishop's lawyer argued, and quite successfully, that the petition did not sufficiently outline the conduct or the actions of Victoria Bishop. It just highlighted the actions of another government body in regards to the clerk.
All right.
So it was denied.
Yeah, yeah. So not specific enough on what Bishop actually did, the Board of Canvassers said, that would warrant recall. So how about the new language? What does it say?
Yeah, the new language is extremely simple. It reads, Victoria Bishop made changes to voter records outside her statutory authority.
So the action here, according to the petition, then would be that Bishop actually made changes to the voter rolls instead of the Bureau of Elections suspending her access to it.
Exactly. I reached out to Bishop's lawyer, Kevin Kievsky. I wanted to hear what he thought of the newly submitted language, but he hasn't gotten back to me. And Victoria Bishop herself hasn't commented on this since April.
You know, Austin, for months now, voters in Antrim County have been hearing about issues with the voter rolls in the county clerk's office. And that brings us to today, primary election day. What's your sense of how Antrim County voters are feeling as they head to the polls today?
Well, just to be clear, we will not be voting on Victoria Bishop's recall in this election. She's not on the ballot in any way. But as far as voters' feelings going into this election, I would say, yeah, there's generally a feeling of uncertainty swirling around. And it's, you know, it's for good reason. Victoria Bishop has manipulated the voter rolls in ways that, according to the Bureau of Elections, fail to comply with the law.
The Bureau has been working to try to correct some of those actions, right? What do we know about those efforts?
Yeah, in June, township clerks were asked to inform the Bureau of which changes made by Bishop were accurate, like the voter's status actually needed to be changed. Once all that was confirmed, the Bureau had to go back through and switch the rest of the voters back to their original status before Bishop made the changes.
All right. That sounds like a lot of work for those clerks, especially in a busy election season and for the Bureau of Elections, I guess, for that matter. How many people are we talking about here? Do we know what the Bureau found?
We do not. And that's not for a lack of effort. IPR has submitted probably 50 FOIA requests to townships and state officials. We've gotten a few changes back, you know, but not all of them by any means. We've also been talking to press liaisons at the Secretary of State's office. We talked to the local township officials about the numbers. But the bottom line here is the Michigan Department of State just will not release the list of voters whose statuses have been changed, or even give us numbers on how many voters that is, or really any other details about this. They say it's because of an ongoing investigation.
All right. How about you, Austin? Let's talk about you, because you live in Antrim County. Have you voted yet?
Yeah, I did. I was in there early this morning, just after the polls opened. And for me, it was a totally normal voting experience. But I will say that I made sure that I had my state-issued ID or my driver's license and an additional document so I could confirm my address just in case I needed to. I had brought an electric bill with me. And in prior years, I've always voted in the same place, so I just assumed all that was good to go. But this year, I kind of felt like I needed to make sure that nothing was going to pop up on the day of election. But other than that, it was totally normal. I put my ballot in the machine. I didn't see any stickers, which maybe that's one oddity. But yeah, walked out to the sidewalk where I'm standing right now.
Gotcha. And just so voters know, it's helpful to have a photo ID. You will probably be asked for it. But if you don't have one, you should still be able to vote by signing an affidavit. Now, Austin, you are going to be out there covering the election all day, right?
Sure am.
Austin Rolater is our eyes and ears in Antrim County this election day, this primary election day. There's a lot more on election day and the Antrim County Clerk's Office on our website, iprnews.org. Let's turn our attention for a moment to the Democratic Senate primary, because it is one of the more watched midterm races in the entire country. For over a year, former Public Health Director Abdul El-Sayed and Congresswoman Haley Stevens have been battling each other, and there has been a rift between the more progressive El-Sayed and the establishment-backed Stevens. Speaking to reporters in Detroit earlier this week, El-Sayed says the focus will change tomorrow.
The goal now is not to dunk on anybody. The goal now is to come together so we can all collectively dunk on Mike Rogers.
Republican Mike Rogers did not have to go through a primary after being endorsed by President Trump. Stevens says the Democratic Party will come together no matter who wins tonight.
We're going to be able to band together no matter what happens and beat Mike Rogers. No one's talked about this guy. I don't even think I've seen him. He's been a bump on the log.
Polls close at 8 o'clock local time. And just a reminder, there are resources on our website, iprnews.org. Lots of frequently asked questions about the voting process to help you exercise your franchise. That is the Up North Lowdown on this Tuesday, August 4th, primary election day. Guess what tomorrow's show will be about? Yeah, probably a lot of this. We'll tell you who won, who lost, what the reactions are, and what happens next. That's tomorrow on the Up North Lowdown. Thanks for joining us today. Austin Rolater is our producer and today our reporter in the field for Election Day. Steve Junker edits our work. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ed Ronco, and this is a production of Interlochen Public Radio.